Do you want to raise your board scores? Med School Coach has tutors who have scored 260 or higher on the USMLE, and on average, they've raised student scores by an impressive 23 to 55 points on the USMLE. Whether it's for the USMLE or the Comlex, Med School Coach is here to offer our listeners 10% off of their services. If you go to medschoolcoach.com/MFG, you will receive 10% off of your custom-made package for the boards.
Hey everyone, this is Sean. Welcome to the Med Flash Go question of the day. I'll be honest, I got a tough one today for everyone. It's a freeform question. Here we go. A bicyclist presents with weakness in her left hand for 2 weeks. She is unable to grasp a pen without difficulty. She does not complain of pain or numbness. However, she does have mild weakness with abduction and adduction of her fingers. An ulnar nerve injury is suspected affecting her thumb. What physical exam finding will be present? And that's the Froment sign. Now, the Froment sign is to determine if there is a nerve entrapment of the ulnar nerve at the hook of hamate. And this is the deep branch of the ulnar nerve that is very often forgotten. And the muscle it innervates in the thumb is the adductor pollicis. The Froment sign, or the Froment test, is essentially a pincer grasp test. If you imagine just making the OK sign with your hand, that's really what it tests here. And really, you know, the patient is asked to grab an object with their thumb, maybe like a piece of paper, and they use their thumb and their index finger. The test is going to be positive if the patient exhibits weakness during this test. Alrighty, that was a tough one. Tough anatomy question, but really here, the thing to focus on is the history a bit too. With the bicyclists, a lot of the times the wrist joint is fixed in an odd position for a long amount of time, and that can cause some inflammation and entrapment issues. So there you want to focus on some, you know, you want to think about inflammation at that joint, some of the nerves that cross that joint. And here, when she was having weakness with the adduction and suspected thumb injury, you want to be thinking about testing that ulnar nerve using the Froment sign. Alrighty, that's about it. Thank you so much for joining in today. Please stop by for tomorrow's MedFlash Go question of the day.
These questions are powered by MedFlash Go, the first voice-based interactive medical question bank currently available on Alexa. To get access to your first 50 free questions, go on to your Alexa application and search MedFlash Go in the skills section. To learn more details, go to medflashgo.com and check out our frequently asked questions section. These questions were creatively designed by medical students and physicians for the purpose of education and does not replace health information given from your health professionals. We have tried our best to make sure the information is accurate, so please let us know if you find any errors and we will be sure to correct them.